This is a beats of a human heart. Sit very still and listen. Is your heart beating in this same rhythm? You're experiencing the heartbeat of a dying man. It is with death and dying we concern ourselves. What happens at the point of death? What happens afterwards? A soul has just expired and left his fleshly shell to the afterlife. What will he see? What will he smell? Since this man who just died rejected Jesus Christ, his eternal experience will be filled with the screams of his fellow damned, burning and burning in the smoking pits of hell. This doesn't have to be you. Please consider seriously these four truths if you wish not to experience the eternal lake of fire. Point number one, all people have sinned against God. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned, disobeyed God in some way. All have lied, stolen, or had hateful thoughts towards someone. If we are honest, we know that we are not perfect. Point number two, the penalty for sin is eternity in hell. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God tells us that because of our sins, we deserve to go to a place of punishment called hell. Many people struggled to accept this, but this is exactly what God says. Point number three, Jesus Christ paid for every sin you have ever committed because he loves you. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When Jesus died on the cross, he was being punished for your sins. He had none of his own. Jesus took the equivalent of hell in your place on the cross. Now he offers you the gift of eternal life. Point number four, you must accept his gift of salvation by personally trusting in him. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you will turn from your sins and trust in him completely to save you, he will take you to heaven when you die. Once you pray the prayer to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, let us pray. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I deserve the punishments of hell. Please forgive me for my sins and take me to heaven when I die. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for me. I'm trusting you completely and in nothing that I can do. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. If you trusted in Jesus, you will know that this world isn't all there is. There is now a glorious heaven that awaits you in the future.